Hello, welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 16. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Andrew Conway, Gadiel Khan, and Adam Conway.
You just surprised me, Brian. You said my name.
and we are here with our 16th podcast in the month of December.
Welcome at the end
of an ice storm in Dallas.
We survived.
We're survivors, you and I. We come from a long line of survivors.
Survivor's one of the songs. They did, Eye of the Tiger. We just talked about that. It's good.
This is our In the News segment.
You think about Destiny's Child? I'm a survivor, but...
Wasn't written for a movie.
This is our In the News segment where we discuss news from movies, music, video games.
This just in.
So let's start out. They just announced, Paramount just announced they want to develop Jack Reacher 2 since the first one has made over $216 million.
Of all the crap that Tom Cruise does, this one was actually not a bad one.
I really like Jack Reacher.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It's based on the newest bestseller.
Yeah, this is based on Never Go Back. And it was released a few months ago.
Yeah.
It's skipping a bit.
Yeah.
A lot.
But the thing is, Christopher McQuarrie is knee-deep in Mission Impossible 5.
He's knee-deep.
And Tom Cruise is doing like other sci-fi movies, a vehicle movie, and Mission Impossible 5. So who knows when this will get.
I'm excited for his next sci-fi film, Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
But as far as like Jack Reacher goes, we can
read the script, though, for this one.
So do you think if the Paramount wants to fast track this, they'll get new people like new director?
They're going to just wait for Mission Impossible 5 to get done.
So that's like
and shoot 3 years from
back.
Now. Well, then maybe they'll.
Why couldn't they fast track this with another director?
Or actor, because Tom Cruise doesn't have time either.
That'd be kind of weird not to have Tom as a role. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's they could change their mind.
They're not going to because Tom Cruise is the draw. But they are adding, I guess...
Ben Affleck as Jack Reacher!
In the book, there's a sassy teenage girl that's going to be added, so it's possible that she can spin off her own series. They're trying to broaden the audience,
Let's not do that. Did they see how well Getaway worked with Selena Gomez with that?
Oh, that's
terrible.
Well, she's the number one...
she was at the,
Horrible. Yeah. All right, moving on. In some cool video game news, the video game company Telltale, who did the Walking Dead series video games...
Great video game.
Which are... They're on their second... season of video game episodes now that you can play. They're like an hour each.
It's awesome.
They're doing a Game of Thrones video game in the same style, which is awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
I hope that we get to see a lot of...
Red Wedding.
Just a lot of violence and nudity.
A lot of nakedness.
Because there's a lot of violence and gore in Walking Dead video games.
Well, like, is it taking place like in between? Or are these original stories?
So they're keeping the story under wraps, but they said it's going to tie into the seasons.
Okay.
So I don't know how that's going to work. And they haven't announced that if any of the voice actors from the show will be in it. But
play that.
I saw a screenshot. It looked awesome.
What about speaking of Game of Thrones? Wasn't there some news for Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa is being looked into for...
His character's dead, though.
Well, no, he's being looked into
for your favorite movie.
For Batman vs. Superman.
Impossible to join Batman vs. Superman.
they're saying he's either going to be
Jason Momoa,
Doomsday, the villain, or...
All you females out there love him.
Doomsday that kills Superman?
Martian Manhunter.
Thank you.
Well, we don't know that yet. He could be the Martian Manhunter.
Well, I'm saying it's one of the other.
That doesn't sound bad. But
we don't know yet.
Great actor choice right there.
And Denzel Washington is Lex Luthor.
Because he was awesome as Conan. Denzel's in the movie?
Not officially yet.
Yeah, don't do it, Denzel. Don't.
I'm awful.
You like Conan?
Who the hell liked Conan?
I thought you just said you liked it.
No!
You didn't like him in Bullet to the Head with the axe? Fighting
Bullet to the Head was actually pretty good, but no.
He'll be good if he's passed.
This movie's going to be awesome.
Things,
let's move on.
Like I said.
You didn't like him in Stargate Atlantis?
Oh my God.
All right. So moving on. In that? Let's talk about the new trailer that was released, new sci-fi epic that's coming out, not in 2015, but 2014 from the Wachowski brothers, Jupiter Ascending.
There's actually a lot of big trailers released this week.
Yeah, what'd you think of Jupiter Ascending?
I was impressed.
It looks awesome.
It looks cool.
I was very impressed.
Wachowskis, of course, did The Matrix, and they produced V for Vendetta. They directed Speed Racer and the recent Cloud Atlas, which I loved.
I love Cloud
and this stars.
I like moments
Tatum
of Cloud
and
Atlas.
Mila Kunis. So.
I like all.
Yeah,
the stories
it's
Cloud
a Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis. Sean Bean's in it. He might die in it.
Of course he's gonna die.
He dies in every movie he's in.
And it was Alex Redmayne.
Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah.
But and like Channing's like some type of weird like half man half goat.
Yeah. Have you seen his? He looks weird.
He's an Interstellar planetary traveler
better looking
who tries to get what Mila to discover who she really is.
Yeah, sure.
Are they redoing 21 Jump Street? Because I really like that.
They're doing 22 Jump Street. Yeah, quality. Ice Cube has signed back on for that. But yeah, Juba Ascending.
I'm gonna put a funnel down your throat. And okay,
sorry. So going back to the Wachowskis, Cloud Atlas. 50% of people hated that movie. 50% of people loved that movie. There didn't seem to be a very middle area.
There's so much material with it. It's hard to like get it.
But do you still think they're great directors?
Of course. I like parts of Cloud Atlas. I'm like the movies.
Of course.
They're great directors.
Oh yeah, they have a visual style that's like no other.
They can do major movies like no other.
Oh, easily.
I think they're big movie production like people. I love it.
This looks good. This looks beautiful too.
Yeah.
Couple other trailers released this week. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Those looked awesome.
Three villains. Again, can we not have three villains?
They also tease at least three others. So
I'm really scared for this one.
Yeah,
I'm really Spider-Man scared.
Spider-Man 3 did that. X-Men.
I am not excited.
I wasn't excited about the first one anyway. So I'm like,
I don't get it. Why do you need three villains?
I did not enjoy it.
And Godzilla released today.
Actually looks pretty good. I was impressed by that.
Gareth, man.
I love Gareth Edwards.
He's bringing the darkness into that story.
Because like he did Monsters.
Thank
and, you,
Matthew
Bodrick.
See Thomas Howell coming back for making Spider-Man 2? That's all I care about.
I'm sorry.
And also there's
the construction worker that lost his
We
son.
Had the trailer released for Jason Bateman's directorial debut, Bad Words.
Yeah, that looks good.
I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty raunchy.
We'll try to post these trailers on our Facebook page.
Where you can media man. Use the great thing called Google.
And I guess the movie was picked up by Focus Features for a staggering $7 million at Sundance, which was crazy.
That was great.
That, but yeah, I hope it does well. I'm excited.
A lot of Sundance.
Lots of trailers. Lots of good trailers.
Lots of good trailers.
All right, moving on to some horrible news. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is finally happening. Well, I don't want it to happen.
Bring back the judge.
And they got a director now, and it's Brett Ratner. Ugh.
Well, he was doing the one in 2009. So.
I know, but I don't
want
Brett
Ratner. That makes it a good thing?
No.
However, that being said, Brett Ratner knows how to make buddy cop movies. He did it with Rush Hour. Yeah. And Beverly Hills Cop's kind of a buddy cop movie with Judge Reinhold and Eddie Murphy.
Well, do you think they're going to
Eddie Murphy's coming back. It's kind of like a reboot.
I know, but are they bringing back Brandon T. Jackson and his son like they're going to do for the TV
show? No, it is going to be Eddie Murphy because that Brandon T. Jackson one didn't do well.
There's
only one Axel Murphy.
I think it's going to be a sequel, but they're like rebooting the franchise.
Charlie.
So I think
Charlie Murphy's in it.
Because Eddie Murphy has signed on to play his character.
That makes great news because
we
care
what
he does.
We need Judge Reinhold.
Was Brett Ratner involved in the TV show? Was he the executive producer on that?
He might have been.
He might have been. Yeah.
But what if Brett Ratner and him meet because Brett Ratner was going to direct the Oscars with Eddie Murphy hosting that.
Well, they did that movie together.
Oh, Tower House.
Yeah. Awful. That's where they met.
Right.
Yeah.
Awful.
Did they make a second one?
Okay.
That's where they met.
Then they did.
I didn't mind Tower House.
You didn't. What?
I said I didn't mind it. I didn't say I loved it.
No,
it's not a horrible premise. It wasn't a great movie,
but it's a horrible movie.
Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2
good premise though. But
Beverly Hills Cop 3 was awful, but at least Eddie Murphy acknowledges that it was awful.
Yeah, because
but he hasn't made a good movie in a while, with the exception of Dreamgirls.
Is Pluto Nash being made into a sequel?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that.
And Norbit, don't forget Norbit.
All right,
Pluto Nash.
Well, that's enough Beverly Hills Cop. Let's
come
move
on
to some
where's
awesome.
Where's my Bowfinger sequel? That's all I want to say.
Yeah. Why did people not love that movie?
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy work so well.
You know what?
Awesome.
He was genius in that. Him running across the road. It's one of the funniest things. Oh my god.
Okay.
All right. Some awesome news.
No.
I think Disney,
no, it is not.
Disney buys Indiana Jones.
Why
franchise.
Is it awesome? You have a company that won't show nudity.
They didn't buy it.
Or
they had it. They got it when they got Star Wars.
No, they did not.
No, there's a recent purchase because
there was
wasn't.
A clause that said they could buy it in the future if they wanted to.
So Paramount still has the rights to Indiana Jones, the previous four films.
Which is fine.
But now Disney has the distribution and marketing rights to future Indiana Jones films. But Paramount will still get a residual from the new ones.
It can't be worse than number four. That's all I have to say.
It can be.
No, it won't. It will
very
not
much
be because
can
Lucas
be.
Had a heavy hand in part four where he didn't in the
so
first
So you'd rather movie. Have Disney, who won't show
Disney
you anything.
Disney makes great movies.
We're thinking like Brad Bird or something.
If it's
I would
cartoon, sure.
No way. Disney makes great
Name
movies.
Name two. Go.
Two great Disney movies?
Yes. That
Flight
aren't
of the Navigator?
Animated.
Tron.
Flight of the Navigator? 80s movies? 80s?
Tron.
Tron is a Disney movie?
Tron.
Name one that's happened since 1990.
Tron Legacy. That's a Disney movie.
It wasn't better than the original. Move on.
That was really good.
E.T.?
It did look good. I'll give him that.
E.T.
That That was
Touchstone, wasn't it?
No, but no, that was.
Do you think they did that because
I know that
there were talks that Harrison Ford, if he did Star Wars, he would have to.
He would only do Star Wars.
He would only do Star Wars if he got Indiana Jones.
Well, would you count the Marvel movies as Disney movies?
No.
Well, they are now, unfortunately.
But yeah, that's. I think Disney that's amazing. Disney has a lot of talent behind it, and now they're like becoming like
focus? What Shia LaBeouf? What the hell are you talking about? Talent behind it? It's no. Harrison Ford. And
talent
that's
isn't.
It.
They're going to try to write Shia.
No way. They have great writers and directors at their place, man. And not only...
By the way, the original River Phoenix as...
The Young Indiana
Jones? The Young Indiana Jones was a great idea. Too bad. Other than that...
I'm excited for
this. Stop it, Harrison.
How do you... What?
Actually, he was pretty good.
Lucas, man. That
Bring
was
him
all
back.
Lucas.
Hey.
Oh, God. Don't just blame it all on Lucas. That movie sucked on all levels.
Spielberg did what he could.
He's Spielberg. He could have done a little bit more. That movie was horrible. This
it was
does
really
not
bad.
Sound
that was
great.
I just
I will rather see this than Batman vs Superman.
But a lot of times when you're shooting a movie, you really can't tell how good it's going to be until you get to the.
They couldn't see how shitty that film was going to be. No, they should stop making films.
There's too much stuff going on. There's too. You don't know that.
I always think of a South Park episode.
Did you read the
raped your childhood?
Raped your childhood.
Yeah. He's definitely raped your childhood, absolutely. I'm excited for this.
Whoa.
I'm excited for future Indiana Jones films, even though the last one sucked. I still know they'll do well. The last one was...
Oh, they'll do very well, and it'll get a lot of promotion.
D-O-D,
I'm just sick
got
of
it.
But they're going to need to find
D-O-D.
Somebody to sort of pass the torch on to, because Harrison Ford is actually going to do it.
I mean, they have the story set up with Shia LaBeouf. I hope it's not that, but I just...
Yeah, but they're going to have to, because, you know...
Did anyone see the poster of him looking at the vagina?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Who was that?
Shia LaBeouf for his
On Info Maniac?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I like that she's reading a book. She doesn't care.
Well, speaking of female nudity, Wonder Woman has been cast.
She's not naked.
Gail Gadot.
She
can't speak English.
It's in Batman vs Superman, right?
Huh?
Batman vs Superman.
Yeah,
Gal Gadot.
She's Israeli.
She's in the Fast and Furious.
She's in the last three Fast and Furious movies.
That means she can't act. So let's move on.
You know, and she's too tiny, I think. But yeah, we'll see how she looks on screen.
She's that rope, baby.
Interesting news. They're doing another Friday the 13th movie, which will be released on Friday the 13th in 2015.
Oh.
Pretty awesome. I think it's the 12th movie.
I'm cool with Jason.
Oh, no, maybe it's the 13th movie, actually.
They should just skip 12th if it isn't. Just do
they should 13th.
Makes better marketing. 13th
yeah.
on the 13th.
I'm excited for this.
In 2013.
I like Jason.
Yeah, no, I'd rather see that than any of the other crap we talked about.
So if you're a Friday 13th fan, look forward to when every other movie comes out in 2015.
Oh, that is a bad year to do.
It's
yeah,
a pretty
tough,
ridiculous
buddy.
Year.
Moving on, let's talk a little about the mid-season finale of Walking Dead.
More death would have been better. Well, I loved it. I loved the
what
tanks.
What do you mean more dead? They got rid of one of the
They got rid of
the
no
best
one.
Characters.
Did they?
Herschel.
Herschel's dead. Herschel's
he
gone.
Was the...
Dude,
the
his head could totally come back, but anyways. They needed to kill some other people. I'm sorry.
Well, in the comic, they kill tons of people
yeah.
at this scene, but they're...
The baby might be dead. Might be.
Who?
The baby.
The baby. The
baby might be done.
The little
Judith.
Thing is all bloody.
Judith.
At least one of
the
sisters should have died.
Spoiler alert, if you guys haven't seen that.
The daughter died.
Which I did not like his death because in the comics, Michonne literally got to torture him for.
Well,
like,
but we know that's
hours.
Not going to happen. Yeah.
Why not?
But I don't like that the
they
other
torture in the film.
Why killed
him?
But also they had
him.
The daughter like eat him or bite him or whatever, right?
Well, no. Well, yeah. I think he did. He
got left in the room with his daughter on the loose.
Yeah, but Michonne got to torture him and kill him.
But after he got bit,
yeah.
That would have been so much better.
But this one, it was like she sticks the knife in him, and then the girl that was following him shot him in the head. You don't even see it. It's like this.
Oh, but in the comics, he gets shot by one of his members. In
I'm not saying I'm anti the season finale.
Yeah,
it was
no,
a great episode, but as
dude, it was great.
It was not as like groundbreaking. Like, oh, they've killed like half the people there. Like, it's still not the biggest death. Herschel's was
a huge. It was a huge death.
Well, a lot of people,
well,
if they read the books,
is the biggest. So far,
her with the wife,
Lori.
Yeah.
So in the comics, she dies with her baby still inside.
That
would have
been brutal.
At this moment,
that would have been brutal.
With along with almost everybody else.
And Andrea's death was kind of big, but you expect it. Or maybe I don't know. Just kill some more people.
They will. I'll tell you this. I thought in the back of my mind, like, oh my god, if they kill Daryl, this show will not be on.
Well, there was that scene where the guy's right behind him, and they cut away, and I'm like, please get bitten.
You don't want Daryl?
Yes, I want Daryl to get bitten. No way. He's not invincible.
His character's not done yet.
His story, yeah, he's a fresh character.
All their stories aren't done with. Let's get some more character.
They will.
Hopefully.
I know where it's going, they seem to do the big story arcs. There's more deaths coming.
Hopefully.
It'll be cool.
But I think it was good. It was a great segue because it's the middle of the season. Though,
it's a lot more crying than
it's the middle of the season,
needed,
so it's a
though.
Setup. It's pretty much a setup for the rest of the season.
Does he have to cry every time he sees his son?
Well, it was emotional because he thought
he lost
him.
He's a punk.
He
should have gotten choked
he
out.
He almost died. If Michonne didn't save him, he would have died.
What a weakling. Why didn't he die?
You just hate these people.
I
these survivors.
Why don't some of them through
his own? I'm going to make a farm because I'm bored.
Kind of lost the emotional center, and now it's sort of he's become that's the sort of the passing of the torch. He's become the emotional center.
So get
now.
Rid of him, kill him. Just
and then, I don't
get
think
his
can,
ass
but
bit.
How long happen. Would you last in a zombie apocalypse, Gotti?
Gotti would be dead.
Me, I'd kill everyone and run like hell.
You'd be dead.
I'd
in
be
minutes.
Fine.
How far could you run?
I'd go up the stairs.
He'd be wearing his sandals and the
like. You bastards wouldn't get caught running down the road.
That's
anyway,
why we were
man.
Able to kill Herschel because Rick finally got what Herschel was trying to tell him. He tried to accept stupid.
I will say that scene was quality. I didn't expect the head being cut off.
Oh,
it was quality.
It was great. The whole episode before that was awesome. Where you think the governor might have changed?
Yeah, the two governors.
That
was good.
I love
he's
that whole
so,
thing.
So
it was
evil.
Such a great. Way to like get you know sort of take you away from what was happening at the prison because it was starting to get a little stale and it was a great whole.
I'm glad they're out of the prison. There's going to be hopefully more
exactly.
death because they're out.
Well, they're all
about.
In one now and they're all separate. So that now it's are they going to find each other? Is the whole next
or
part
die?
Of the
please die.
Jesus, because you have a lot of good characters like Tyrese hasn't really got to do stuff. Anyway.
What are you supposed to die in this scene?
He was supposed to die at that scene, but he had a huge story arc more than he does in the show.
I like his character
and he
of
done,
all the ones that are
yeah.
left.
That's
I
one
do
of the
like
most sought out after
I do too,
issues
and I wish
is his death.
Because he needs to catch up to Carol and kill her.
He needs
or
to,
that little girl. I want more of the kids' stories.
That creepy kid, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll get some
we bad. Talked about that they...
Because then, well, you know, they yeah. show that cat that was open, but they didn't ever address
it. I thought
was
it was
that?
A frog, but I guess it might have been a cat.
Frog, cat, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
More death.
Because they didn't never address
who
did
that.
They haven't got to that, right?
I was happy when it ate the baby.
All right,
okay,
that's our Walking Dead talk. Moving on to some FX news. Louis C.K., our favorite comedian, has just signed a huge deal for him to produce, develop, and potentially star and write and direct more comedy shows.
Was there any
for
doubt
FX?
That FX can do this, though? Because they want to keep him under there.
Yeah, because they're on the work on four seasons right now.
Yeah.
But it's a huge deal for him. That's like,
oh, yeah.
basically, like,
so
here's the keys
he
to
hates
our
money, but
comedy yeah. network.
But that's
do what
the
you
key.
Need to do.
They've
and
given him
say
complete
yes.
and utter freedom.
Right.
And I think that's the best
it's
thing
pretty
he
awesome.
Can do.
And he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's so
good. I'd definitely tune in. Why not? Who won't?
Oh, I will. His show's amazing. So congrats to Louis C.K.
You still rule.
He does.
Best 9/11 joke ever. Google it.
Yeah,
it'll
it's
make
great.
You
it
crack
is good.
That all, up.
All right. Moving on to The Terminator, they're rebooting Terminator, of course, with Alan Taylor directing. Alan Taylor recently directed
it's
Thor 2.
It's going
to
be called Terminator Genesis.
And they're casting Sarah Connor, and they're looking at Brie Larson or Emilia Clarke. It makes sense for Alan Taylor to go with Emilia Clarke because they both work on Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Brie
but
Larson's
I'd
awesome.
Rather go Brie
I love,
Larson.
I love Brie Larson. I love both of them.
Speaking of 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
She's quality in that.
Yeah. But I...
She's not coming back for the second sequel. Though.
I'm trying to think... Like, I could see Brie really? Larson... Do like just being more of a badass than Emilia Clarke for now.
You don't think Emilia Clarke's a badass?
She more of like she can talk.
She commands dragons, dog. She's pretty badass.
This is because
go check out
connection.
The sci-fi film she was in for the sci-fi. Channel.
I wouldn't mess with that little girl.
Hilarious.
She's a little ball of death.
But
cute
I'm excited
too.
About that, and thank yeah. God McGee's not directing it. Ugh. He directed The Last One so bad.
Why doesn't he go direct Beverly Hills Cop 4?
No, no. What's I do mean? Know Arnold Schwarzenegger is reprising his role, though, in Terminator. So.
Oh, yeah, great.
I think it's going to be more of a.
He's really good at
CGI.
Is he playing
version.
The doctor this time?
I made a Terminator over here. Terminator 8000.
Hey, any other news? Is Christian Bale in it?
No.
Oh, he's not.
I have two really quick things.
Me too.
First is X-Men Apocalypse being
announced. Awesome. Yes. Awesome.
I'm
Brian
so
Singer.
Awesome.
Right?
He's coming back and he's going to do it real fast.
Awesome.
And it's going to be with the 70s characters, not the future ones.
That's quality. Awesome. Quality.
So I'm excited.
Though the time travel does scare the hell out of me for the next one, by the way.
Right. We'll see.
I think it's... But the trailer, man. The
trailer looks really good.
Trailer looks so
good. But time travel is tough, buddy.
It is tough.
It's tough, buddy.
Back to
well, I think it's the way...
Back to Future, right?
The way they're doing it, though, is that they're trying to preserve the movies, the universe that they've already set up with the first few X-Men and still be able to...
Wait, my brain just went
around,
dead. Sorry, say it again.
With the X-Men now.
They're going to try to bring back Cyclops and Jean Grey, basically, so they can...
What?
What?
I thought she was Phoenix. I'm confused. Because
Brett Ratner killed them all.
Well, oh, that's what happened.
So they can't have Cable without those two. So.
Is Magneto in it?
There's multiple Magnetos.
Yes, the Jews in it. The Survivor.
That's what I was asking. What is your other news?
Something I'm actually excited for, but I'm sure you guys would be. Peter Berg announced he's doing Rundown 2 with The Rock.
Yes, absolutely. Rundown's so
freaking
good.
I love The Rundown.
I love that.
He had double news, though. He said he will not be doing another Friday Night
Lights movie.
That's
with
fine.
With Channing, whatever.
Kyle Channing. Which
Taylor
is sad, but I understand. It's been, like, too much time.
Rundown is such a great movie. You haven't seen it? See it.
It's
so
highly
much
underrated.
Fun. It's really good.
It's one of The Rock's best movies.
It is. It was his first feature
film.
It's
a really good movie. It's not a Rock film.
And if you remember
that
first scene.
Christopher Walken is the bad guy.
Do you remember the first scene where Rock's walking through the nightclub and Arnold Schwarzenegger passes him and says, have fun? It was amazing. But Peter Berg just directed Lone Survivor. And just like Rundown, Peter Berg films people falling down mountains and cliffs so well. You just feel every hit and crunch.
I like Peter Berg.
I do too. I didn't like Battleship, but I like Peter. I like Peter Berg.
Like
he did that quick. That wasn't his
fault.
That's
like one of the 20 movies The Rock has coming out in the next 2 years. So
sweet. Rundown 2. Excited. Yeah.
I just one other little thing is they finally cast the lead for the Freddie Mercury biopic.
Who?
Ben Whishaw.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
I like that.
I like it.
He was in Cloud Atlas.
And he was Q in Skyfall.
Yeah.
He's best part of Skyfall.
Great little actor, man.
Was he in... He's a doctor. Was he in Doctor Who?
He wasn't, I think.
He wasn't a doctor.
He wasn't a doctor.
Yeah, but he was
in
Doctor.
Yeah, so I feel that's a
good actor.
Ben Whishaw is going to do good. I don't know if he can sing, but we'll see. We'll see.
I'm pretty sure he can.
That's tough vocals.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie could sing his ass off.
Sweet. I like that. Whoa.
So I think it's a good pick.
Gotta get the mustache.
Yes.
Who wants
gotta get that voice.
Ride? Yeah, gotta get
that voice.
Yeah, that's all the news I got. Do you have any for Scotty, or are you good?
I'm good.
Batman and Robin stuff?
Vomit, Superman stuff?
Okay.
Vomit.
Well, that's our In the News segment.
Amazing Spider-Man?
That's our In the
I'll
News
I'll give
segment.
It a chance. I'm just scared for it. That's all.
You're next.
Well, they've already announced there's going to be four of them at least.
Oh, my God.
So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I think that's it in the news.
That's in the news.
Vomit.